This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Seth Payne. I played a long time in the NFL, and now I talk about it three times a week on the Deceptively Fast podcast. I bring you the biggest football stories in a lighthearted but in-depth manner, but also the world of health and fitness and a bunch of interviews with successful people from all walks of life. You're going to hear from current players and coaches, as well as my former teammates and experts from the national media. Subscribe today. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com.
Welcome in our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, to the Wendy's Big Show.
Seth, what's going on, man?
Appreciate the time, buddy, as always.
Yeah. I have to download the podcast, because how was Chauncey Billups?
He's pretty good.
It was. It was pretty fun.
I covered him at Colorado. That's how old I am.
Yeah, I mean, you're young, Seth. Yeah.
I know, but he was a star at Colorado, and I got made fun of by NBA Hall of Famer Dan Issel because his mom was late to the press conference, mm-hmm. and I only had about 5 minutes worth of notes.
Mm-hmm.
I was stalling, you know, for Chauncey Billups to get underway, and the only thing I said was, you know, it's going to be an emotional press conference. There is water everywhere.
Wow.
He had asked for cups of water.
Wow, jeez.
So Dan Issel, when he gets the Nuggets job, and he takes the podium for the first time, says, and he looks right at me, and he says, this is an emotional day for me. Not a water kind of day, but still.
That's pretty
funny.
That
was all our Chauncey Billups joke. So that's,
there you
go. I wanted to chime in.
Oh, well, thank you for chiming in. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, that's what we do.
Hater throws an immaculate inning.
Yeah, I saw that.
How many of those have you seen?
You know, you see them more now because there's so many swings and misses. But it's kind of cool. It's kind of a neat thing. You don't realize it while it's happening until you're two hitters in. But a lot of times late in games, you usually see these, you know, 9, 10, 11 pitch at bats. So you don't realize that when an at bat goes that fast. But it's a very, very cool thing. Look, he looks like he's, I'm not going to read too much into four games.
right, yeah.
But I've seen your tweet. But
whose tweet?
Fact of the matter, the station.
Oh, what did it say?
Well, it said it's Christian Yelich going to win the MVP again.
Oh, okay.
Right.
It's been four games. It's four games.
Okay. Slow your roll.
Well, yeah, but 18-1, you get excited.
Right. Sure. I understand. But the fact of the matter is that if Hader is back, they still need another reliever.
Seth, yeah. No, he's right. You're right.
Don't Seth.
Because Knebel being out for as long as he is, and, you know, look, that's a blow. But this team needs to be able to withstand that blow. And this team is not going to change into an offensive team or a starting pitching team. This is still going to be a very bullpen-centric team. And that's why I think you strike now while the iron's hot before you have a problem.
Seth, what would Josh Hader need to do to win the Cy Young Award? We were talking about it a little bit when we were just talking about how dominant he can be. And Gary brought up the question. I thought it was a valid one because last year, early on in the season, the strikeout numbers were so ridiculous that it looked like it could be a possibility. But being not an everyday closer, and the last one to do that is, I don't even know. I mean, the last reliever to do it was Dennis Eckersley, and obviously he's in the Hall of Fame for closing out games.
Yeah, you know, my rule on that is don't forget, the Cy Young Award was created by the Baseball Writers Association, so it's not really a baseball thing. And they also created the I think it's the Rolaids Relief Man Award.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that, yeah.
And so my rules, these are just kind of my unwritten rules, is that I think if you're the best reliever, you win the reliever award. I think now they've named it after Mariano Rivera. And I think he can win that in a swing setup closer role. I don't think it has to go to a closer. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever talk about relief pitchers in Cy Young conversations. It's not a knock on them. It's just they have their award. The Cy Young, to me, is a starting pitching award.
Okay. I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, but I think when you look at this guy and then you combine that with what Christian Yelich is doing, I mean, you could very well have two of the best players at their position, though.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. They've been a lot of fun. I watched yesterday.
Right.
You see them bouncing around in the dugout when they didn't congratulate Yelich. I think that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I like the personality. You know, the interviews that I've heard, both from your guys when you were down in spring training, I heard a lot of that. You have an air of confidence about them, and I think that's good. And all I can say is just, you know, take it week by week. I know it sounds cliche, but it's way too early. Like, if they had lost all four games,
well, it'd be a different story.
But I wouldn't panic then either.
But let me ask you this. Okay, here's the thing.
I'm not panicking. I can't go overboard
okay.
the other way.
Let me ask you this. Here's the thing. Everybody believes in, like, Trout. They believe in, it flips his hair around.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper. I mean, Machado. I mean, where's Yelich with those three guys?
Yelich burst onto the scene. Don't forget, Yelich was a guy who was overshadowed during the first 4 years of his career by Giancarlo Stanton. You know what I mean? And he played some relative anonymity
in Miami.
He was never even the most talked about guy. And if you think about history, if we're going to go through history,
let's do that.
I have to mention Jose Fernandez.
Okay.
That was the star. Like, Jose Fernandez was the star. Giancarlo Stanton was the slugger, and Christian Yelich was just another good outfielder. I remember he and Marcell Ozuna, and I kept asking people, I would ask scouts this all the time. I was like, is it me or is this one of the best outfields in baseball? And I said, yeah, because the storyline in Miami is always about how nobody's there. I don't know if you saw, they had 6,000 yesterday.
It's embarrassing.
Why do they have a baseball team?
Believe me, you don't want to waste this segment.
I've done an entire podcast. Don't do it. Okay, come on.
The messed up situation.
Right, come on.
But that's the storyline. And when the Marlins have a positive on-field storyline, it was never Christian Yelich. The only time you would ever hear Christian Yelich talked about was when he was up and you were in the midst of a game because he was such an impact player. So this is the first time that he's the best player on his team, let alone anything else.
You know, the other thing about this Brewers team are these three young pitchers. We've seen Peralta didn't look so well. We've seen Woodruff, and now we've seen Burns, who pitched really well yesterday. Your thoughts on these three guys, having seen them now?
I want to see more. I'm not making.
Does anything get you excited about the Brewers, man? Come on.
No, I'm pumped. I watched.
Come on. What do you mean you want to see more? What more you want to see?
I just want to see. I want to see consistency. I want to see being able to do it after the league makes adjustments. I want to see them continue to not have to overtax that bullpen. Let's just see. This was a good opening weekend. That's great. There's only one undefeated team so far, and the fact of the matter is that any team that had a good opening weekend. This is one of the weird parts about baseball opening up on a Thursday. Is because everybody's played one series.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Now this is the first week, and you're going into Cincinnati, a team you're better than. And I've often said that your head-to-head interdivisional games are going to decide this division.
There you go. That's best guy in business right here. Guys.
And you get so many of them here early on in the season. Yeah. And
so many,
Seth,
and you get the Pirates and the Reds and beat them up.
Let's go.
And as much fun as you'll have once we look at those standings come May 1st, right? Or is it Memorial Day?
I usually do Memorial Day, but just for you, if it will make for better radio, I will look at him May 1st.
That's why he is my guy, Everett, and
He's
I follow him on Twitter.
All
and you
time.
Should too. Seth, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk next week, Monday, 3:48.
You got it, guys. I'll be here.
All right.
That's Seth Everett joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.